told a Senate hearing that his preliminary review has turned up no evidence to back up the most sensational allegations in this scandal, namely that up to 40 veterans living in the state of Arizona may have died as a result of overly lengthy wait times for treatment, and that there were some sort of secret list said to number in the thousands of Arizona-based veterans who had been kept waiting months or even years for treatment, and that when one of those secret waitlisted patients died, their name was simply expunged from the secret list and their relevant records destroyed, all purportedly as a means of improving the VA's official numbers in terms of treatment and wait times. The VA Undersecretary for Health, Dr. Robert A. Petzl, told the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee today he hasn't yet found any evidence that anyone died while on this waiting list. Indeed, that there's any evidence that VA officials in Phoenix even kept such a list. The matter's under investigation by the Veteran Affairs Department's Inspector General. President Obama said he has asked the Secretary of Veterans Affairs, General Shinseki, to investigate as well. We have heard, however, from a whistleblower, a 24-year veteran of the Phoenix VA healthcare system, which stands at the center of all of these allegations, Dr. Sam Foote, who told CNN and our own Megyn Kelly about how this secret list purportedly started in February 2013, how it was maintained off the books, so to speak. And of course, it all comes, Bill, on top of what we all already know to be an enormous backlog for treatment at VA facilities nationwide. Right. We're talking about an annual budget of $54 billion, 300,000 staff members, and 1,700 sites.
Sure.
The latest reports show, as of this week, the number of disability claims that have gone unanswered for more than 125 days, which is the benchmark that observers use, almost 320,000 veterans, close to 600,000 in all, waiting for VA treatment.
Trouble agency, there's no doubt.